Drunk.
Why are you late for work?
I got drunk last night and had trouble waking up this morning. Dumb.
Where do you work?
At a school for the deaf and dumb. Dump.
Your house is a real dump.
I know. I really should clean it up. Durable.
Can you recommend a car for me?
This model is very durable. It should run for years without any problems. Duration.
What did you think of the movie?
I loved it. I laughed for the duration of the film. Dusk.
Meet me at dusk on the pier.
I'll be there. Dye.
What color do you think I should dye my hair?
How about green? Dynamic.
What do you look for in a friend?
I look for people with dynamic personalities.
E. Eagle.
Look at the eagle up in the sky.
What a beautiful bird. Earnest.
Why are you criticizing my work?
I'm just trying to be earnest with you. Earthquake.
Have you ever been in an earthquake?
Once, when I was living in California. Ease.
How has your first week on the job been?
I've just been taking my time, trying to ease into things. Echo.
What's that sound?
It's an echo. Economic.
How would you suggest I improve my family's economic situation?
You can move to a place where the cost of living isn't so high. Economical.
Where do you usually take your vacations?
We usually go to the Bahamas, but this year we're looking for a more economical destination. Economy.
I wish I could find a job.
It's hard to find a job when the economy's so bad. Edit.
Would you mind helping me edit my paper?
Sure, no problem. Edition.
Is the afternoon edition of the newspaper available yet?
No, it won't be available until 4. Editor.
I'm looking for a good editor to help me publish my book.
I'm sorry, but I don't know anyone in that field. Editorial.
There are so many typos in today's paper.
I noticed. The editorial staff did a really terrible job. Educate.
What do you do for a living?
I educate children about the dangers of drugs. Effective.
Do you know of any effective weight loss programs?
Eating healthy has always worked for me. Efficiency.
Why have you been sitting at the keyboard all day?
I'm trying to increase my typing efficiency. Efficient.
What's so special about your new toilet?
It's very efficient in its use of water. 18.
Did you know that Sarah's in town?
Wow, I haven't seen her since I was 18. 8.
How many times have you been to New Orleans?
This next trip will be my 8th. 80.
How old is your grandmother?
She'll be 80 in November. Elaborate.
So have you made elaborate plans to celebrate your birthday this year?
Not really. I think I'll just have a quiet dinner at home. Elastic.
Can you help me put this elastic band in my hair?
Okay. Elbow.
Why are you grimacing?
I just banged my elbow on the counter. Elderly.
Who was that elderly man I saw at your house last week?
Oh, that was my grandfather. Elect.
Who would you rather see be elected mayor this year?
Personally, I don't really care all that much. Election.
Have you been paying attention to the election?
Not really. I don't care much for politics. Electrical.
Do you have an electrical cord that you could lend me?
Sure, but be careful not to get shocked when using it. Electron.
Do you know how many electrons are in a carbon atom?
It's been so long since I studied chemistry that I can't remember. Electronic.
Can I borrow your electronic pencil sharpener?
Sure. It works much faster than the manual ones. Elegant.
I really think Angela looks elegant in that dress.
There's something about her that makes her look elegant no matter what she wears. Element.
Don't you think that bravery is an important element of heroism?
Yes. Elementary.
How would you suggest that I learn about economics?
For starters, you could read some elementary textbooks. Elevator.
I wish this building had an elevator, so we wouldn't have to climb so many stairs.
But then we wouldn't be getting such good exercise. Eliminate.
How can I avoid having another heart attack?
Do your best to eliminate fatty foods from your diet. Elsewhere.
I really want to work for your company.
I'm sorry, but you'll have to look for work elsewhere. Email.
What's the best way to contact you?
Probably by email. Embarrassed.
You really embarrassed me when you made fun of me in public.
I'm sorry. I honestly didn't mean to. Embassy.
What should I do if I lose my passport?
Your best bet is to call your country's embassy. Embrace.
Why do you think the president wasn't elected for a second term?
Well, for one, the public was not quick to embrace his radical new policies. Emerge.
Who do you think will fill the position of vice president of the company?
Judah seems to have emerged as the front runner. Emergency.
The true test of a leader is how they react in an emergency.
I agree.
Emit.
What can I do for you today?
The brakes on my car have been emitting a strange sound, and I was wondering if you could take a look at them.
Emotion.
I saw you crying at the wedding.
It was the first time in a while that I have let my emotions show. Emotional.
Your retirement was a very emotional event for a lot of people.
Yes, I was moved by how many people expressed their thanks to me. Emperor.
Do some countries still have emperors?
Yes, but they generally lack political power. Emphasis.
I noticed that you spoke a lot of disadvantaged classes in your history lecture.
Yes, I tried in my classes to place the emphasis on those who are often forgotten by history. Emphasize.
What do you plan to talk about today?
In my talk, I plan to emphasize the importance of educational reform. Empire.
How many years did it take you to create your business empire?
It's taken me my whole life. Employee.
How many employees does your company have?
Over 1,000. Employer.
I'm really tired of working for my current employer.
Then why don't you change jobs? Employment.
For your mortgage to be approved, you must first gain employment.
But I'm retired. Enable.
This new job will enable me to buy a new car.
Congratulations. Enclose.
Enclosed in this envelope is a check for the money I owe you.
Thanks for paying me back so promptly. Encounter.
Should you encounter any trouble, please feel free to give me a call.
Thanks, but I'm sure I'll be fine. Ending.
How is your script coming?
I'm almost done, but I can't figure out how to write the ending. Endless.
Did you enjoy your trip to the desert?
Oh, yes. I just love looking out at the endless desert landscape. Endure.
I don't know if I can endure another semester of school.
Why don't you take some time off? Enforce.
Why are you always so tough on the children?
If I don't enforce the rules, then the classroom will fall into disorder. Engage.
We've been engaged for 5 years now. Don't you think it's time to get married?
I'm just waiting for the right time. Engine.
What's wrong with your car?
The engine won't start. Engineering.
Why are you studying engineering?
Because I like to know how things work. Enhance.
How can I enhance my chances of getting accepted to your school?
Getting better grades in your classes would be a start. Enlarge.
Why are we spending so much money on advertising?
We want to enlarge our subscription base. Enormous.
That is an enormous fish.
Thanks. I caught it myself. Insure.
To help us ensure that you will return the books you borrow, we ask that you leave a deposit of $10.
Here you go. Enterprise.
We've worked on this enterprise together for over 15 years, and now I think it's time for me to move on.
We will certainly miss you, but I understand your reasons for leaving. Entertain.
Would you mind entertaining the guests while I step outside for a moment?
No problem. Entertainment.
What sort of entertainment will there be at the party?
There should be a band playing, and I imagine there will be some party games. Enthusiasm.
What I admire most about Rachel is her enthusiasm.
Yes, no matter what the situation is, she's always ready to participate. Entitled.
I feel like I'm entitled to a better life than this.
Well, maybe if you worked a little harder, you could improve your life on your own. Entry.
Why were you denied entry into the competition?
They said that there were no spaces left. Environment.
What do you think should be the top priority for the government over the next year?
Protecting the environment while maintaining industrial growth. Envy.
I really envy your good looks.
That's funny, because I've always thought you were just beautiful. Episode.
Did you see last week's episode of The Simpsons?
No, I missed it. Equality.
I'm appalled by the lack of equality in today's society.
But you have to admit that we have made giant strides in the last century. Equation.
Which equation should I use to solve this problem?
To tell you the truth, I'm not really sure either. Equip.
This car is equipped with a leather interior and power steering.
How much does it cost? Equivalent.
These two couches are of loosely equivalent value.
Which would you recommend that I buy? Era.
It's hard for me to relate to the younger generation.
Well, you were born in a different era. Erect.
We plan to erect two tall buildings on this piece of land.
Who is financing the project? Error.
Why are you firing me?
Because the reports you turn in are always full of errors. Essay.
Have you finished your essay for class yet?
No. It's not due until next week. Essential.
It's absolutely essential that you do not lose this key.
Don't worry. I'll keep it in my pocket at all times. Establish.
What are your plans for the future?
I'd like to establish a foundation that supports public literacy. Establishment.
Why do you always feel the need to challenge the establishment?
Because I feel that those who have power often abuse it. Estate.
To whom do you plan to leave your estate when you die?
Probably my children. Estimate.
How big was the crowd at the concert?
I'd estimate that there were about 5,000 people. Evaluate.
How would you evaluate your performance today?
I think I could have done better. Eve.
What do you plan to do for New Year's Eve?
My brother and I are going to New York. Every day.
Everyday habits are so hard to change.
You've just got to do it one day at a time. Evidence.
Why was he acquitted?
Because there wasn't enough evidence to convict him. Evident.
It's becoming evident to me that you don't love me anymore.
That's not true. Evidently.
How did she die?
Evidently, she fell off a cliff. Evil.
There's so much evil in the world today.
I think there's always been evil in the world. Evolution.
How would you describe the changes in your artwork over the years?
Well, it's been a sort of slow evolution, becoming more and more personal. Evolve.
Do you think that monkeys really evolved into people?
That's what all of the scientists say. Exaggerate.
There must have been a million people at the party last night.
Don't exaggerate. Exceed.
Why are you giving me a ticket?
Because you were exceeding the speed limit. Exceedingly.
Why do you think we should give you a raise?
Because the projects that I am in charge of have been exceedingly successful. Exception.
Why are you so upset?
I wanted to take the test tomorrow, but the teacher wouldn't make an exception for me. Excess.
I'm disgusted by the excess of modern society.
Well, what do you plan to do about it? Excessive.
I'm going to give my entire salary to charity this year.
That's a bit excessive, don't you think? Exchange.
I'd like to exchange this red shirt that I bought last week for a yellow one.
I'm sorry, but all sales are final.
Excitement.
I'm so excited about the concert tonight.
Just don't get so caught up in the excitement that you forget to give me a ride home.
Exclaim.
What did you do when she stepped on your foot?
I was so surprised that I exclaimed, "Don't do that." Exclude.
How many people were in the car?
Excluding myself, there were four other people. Exclusive.
Where are we going tonight?
I'm going to take you to a very exclusive club. Excursion.
Did you enjoy our little afternoon excursion?
I certainly did. Execute.
When will they carry out his death sentence?
He is scheduled to be executed tomorrow afternoon. Executive.
Why did you quit your job?
I didn't get along with the executives at the company. Exert.
I don't know why I've been so tired the past few weeks.
Maybe you've been exerting yourself too much at work. Exhaust.
Have you found a solution to the problem yet?
We've exhausted all of our resources, but we still have been unable to come up with a solution. Exhibit.
What are your plans for the weekend?
I thought I'd go see the art exhibit downtown. Existence.
Do you think they'll ever discover the existence of life on other planets?
If it exists, I suppose they'll discover it. Exit.
How did you break your leg?
As I was exiting the theater, I tripped and fell down the stairs. Expand.
Why do you think it's important to read books?
Because reading helps us expand the breadth of our knowledge. Expansion.
Why did you vote against the last bill?
Because I resolutely oppose the expansion of government into the private sector. Expectation.
What other responsibilities does the job entail?
Well, there is an expectation that you work at least one Saturday a month. Expense.
Will I be reimbursed for this trip?
Keep track of your expenses and the company will reimburse you. Experimental.
Do you like to listen to experimental music?
No, I prefer classical. Expert.
What kind of rock is this?
According to my expert analysis, this is a rare type of quartz. Explode.
How did you lose your finger?
It was blown off when a chemical solution that I was working with exploded. Exploit.
Why won't you buy that company's products?
Because I've heard that they exploit their workers. Explore.
Let's go explore that cave.
I'd rather not. I'm afraid of the dark. Explosion.
What was that noise?
I don't know. It sounded like an explosion of some sort. Explosive.
This solution is extremely explosive, so handle it carefully.
I will. Export.
How can we improve our national economy?
We should increase our quantity of exports. Expose.
Someday, I'm going to expose your lies for what they are.
But I was telling the truth. Exposure.
If your skin gets too much exposure to the sun, it will get burnt.
That's why I'm wearing sunscreen. Extend.
On the behalf of our entire city, I would like to extend our warmest greetings to you.
Thank you. You are too kind. Extension.
How did you enjoy your time at the zoo?
I had a great time. I particularly enjoyed the new extension of the tour. Extensive.
I hope our extensive preparations are enough to make the party go smoothly.
I'm sure it will. Extent.
Can you tell me about the earliest settlers in this area?
I wish I could, but that's really beyond the extent of my knowledge. Exterior.
I love the way you fixed up the exterior of your house.
Thank you. We put a lot of thought into it. External.
The hard drive on my computer is running out of space, and I don't know what to do.
Why don't you buy an external drive? Extraordinary.
What did you think of my performance?
I thought you put on an extraordinary show. Extreme.
I think I'm going to vote for Jones in the mayoral election.
His views are far too extreme for me. Eyesight.
What's been the hardest thing about growing old?
Losing my eyesight.
F. Fabric.
What kind of fabric is your shirt made of?
It's silk. Facility.
Does your hotel have good exercise facilities?
We have a great fitness center, but there's an extra charge to use it. Factors.
What factors influenced your decision to quit your job?
The main thing was that I thought I could find a higher salary elsewhere. Faculty.
What did you enjoy most about your high school?
I thought the faculty there was really fabulous. Fade.
Do you think the colors on this shirt will fade if I wash it?
Maybe a little bit, but it shouldn't be too noticeable. Failure.
I feel like a failure.
Don't worry about it. You can't win every race you run. Fairy.
Do you believe in fairies?
I've never seen one, so I can't say I believe in them. Faithful.
Why did you refuse to fight in the war?
I wanted to be faithful to my beliefs, and I don't believe in war. Fame.
Even though you're a movie star now, fame doesn't seem to have changed you.
Nope. I'm still the same person you grew up with. Famine.
What sort of job are you looking for?
I'd like to work with an organization that works to end famine in the world. Fancy.
That's a fancy necklace you're wearing.
Thanks. My grandfather gave it to me. Fantastic.
I got a new job.
That's fantastic. Fantasy.
I've always had a fantasy of writing a novel.
Why don't you do it? Fair.
Why did you walk home?
Because I didn't have enough money for the bus fare. Farewell.
Now that I've graduated, I can finally say farewell to education.
Was school really that bad? Fascinating.
What did you do while you were at the beach?
I spent most of the time reading this fascinating book. Fashion.
I have so much trouble keeping up with the latest fashions.
I gave up on being fashionable long ago. Fashionable.
Is it still fashionable to wear hats?
I think it depends on what outfit you're wearing. Fasten.
Joey and I are going to go for a drive.
Be sure to fasten your seatbelts. Fatal.
If ingested, this poison can be fatal.
I guess we should be careful. Fate.
I'm sorry to hear that the two of you broke up.
I guess it's my fate to be alone. Fatigue.
You look a little fatigued. Maybe you shouldn't work so hard.
I have been working hard, but I really don't feel all that tired. Faulty.
Why did your car break down?
The auto shop neglected to replace a faulty part the last time I had it inspected.
Favorable.
How did your first meeting with your fiancé's father go?
I think I made a favorable impression on him.
Favorite.
What is your favorite color?
I like green. Fax.
Have you received my fax?
No, I haven't. Our fax machine has been broken for the past week. Fearful.
That little puppy looks so fearful.
He's not really afraid. That's just the expression that is always on his face. Feasible.
Do you think it's feasible to try and make it home by tomorrow?
It's a 12-hour drive, but I think we can do it. Feature.
Those are huge mountains.
Yes, the mountains are certainly the most imposing feature of this area's landscape. Federal.
Do you think we can get federal funds to support our project?
Maybe, but we need to apply first. Fee.
Is there a fee for taking the bus?
No, the buses in this city are all free. Feedback.
I'd appreciate any feedback you might have on my paper.
I'll read it and get back to you within a week. Female.
Is your dog a male or a female?
It's a female. Fertile.
I was fascinated by the plot of her latest novel.
Yes, she has such a fertile imagination. Fertilizer.
My plants just won't grow.
Maybe you should try using fertilizer. Festival.
Did you enjoy the festival last weekend?
Yes, I had a great time. Fiber.
The fibers in my shirt are coming apart.
It must not be of very good quality. Fiction.
What type of writing do you do?
I usually write fiction, but I have also written biographies. Fierce.
Why are you so proud of me?
Because despite the fierce competition, you were able to succeed. File.
What would you like me to do with this letter?
Just file it away for me, please. Filter.
Where did you find the thief?
As the guests were filtering into the dining hall, I spotted him hiding under one of the chairs. Finally.
When did you finally get home last night?
Not until after midnight. Finance.
Do you think the bank will be willing to finance my loan?
Considering that you paid back your last loan on time, I think they will finance this one. Financial.
Have you ever been to the financial district in London?
No, but I hear it's very imposing. Finding.
What were the findings of the investigation?
They found that he was innocent of any wrongdoing.
Fireman.
What's your favorite thing about being a fireman?
Aside from driving the fire truck, I would say helping people. Fisherman.
Why did you become a fisherman?
Because my father was a fisherman, and his father before that.
Flame.
I'll put out this candle for you.
Be careful not to touch the flame, or you might burn yourself. Flash.
Did you see that huge flash of lightning?
Yes, it lit up the whole sky. Flee.
Why did you immigrate to the United States?
I was fleeing from a dictator in my own country.
Fleet.
How many ships do you have in your fleet, Captain?
17.
Flesh.
Why do you hate spiders so much?
They just make my flesh crawl. Flexible.
When would be a good time for us to meet tomorrow?
Actually, I have a very flexible schedule tomorrow. How about lunch? Flock.
Can you see the flock of sheep on that hill over there?
It's far away, but I think I can just make out the sheep on the hillside. Flour.
Let's make a loaf of bread.
I'd love to, but we're out of flour. Flourish.
I think Billy will really flourish at this new school.
I certainly hope so. Fluent.
Did you know that our professor is fluent in 12 languages?
I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised. He's so smart. Fluid.
What a great dance performance.
I was so impressed by the fluid movement of the dancers. Focus.
What have you been doing on your sabbatical?
I've mainly focused on working on the book that I'm writing. Fog.
Are you sure that it's safe to drive in all this fog?
I can see just fine. Folk.
Why do you like folk music so much?
It just has a more personal feel to me. Following.
Is our meeting this week?
No, it is the following week. Footstep.
Why did you call the police?
Because I thought I heard footsteps outside my door. It turned out to just be my cat. Forbid.
Will you please forgive me?
No. In fact, I forbid you to ever talk to me again. Forecast.
Do you know what the weather forecast for tomorrow is?
I think it's supposed to rain.
Forehead.
Do you like my new haircut?
I don't like the way your bangs cover your forehead.
Foreigner.
Do you know many foreigners?
Only a few, and I have trouble communicating with them because of the language barrier. Forge.
I hope that your brother and I can forge a friendship.
He's a great guy. I'm sure the two of you will get along. Formal.
Did you have a good time at the party last night?
I enjoyed myself, though I was a bit embarrassed that I had worn formal attire to a casual event. Format.
What sort of format should my lecture be?
You should talk for about an hour and then leave some time for questions. Formation.
What do you know about the formation of the polar ice caps?
Not much, except that it took place over many years. Former.
At my former job, I never had to work this hard.
But at your former job, you didn't get paid this much. Formula.
What's your formula for success?
Hard work and perseverance. Fourth.
Why are you swinging that watch back and forth in front of my face?
I'm trying to hypnotize you. Fortnight.
It will be a fortnight before we can see each other again.
I'll miss you. Fortunately.
What did you do after you lost your keys?
Fortunately, I had another set hidden underneath the car. Foundation.
How long do you think this house will last?
If the foundation of the house is solid, it could last 100 years or more. 14.
How many days are there in a fortnight?
14. Fraction.
If I made just a fraction of what she does each year, I'd be rich.
But you'd probably spend it all before the year was out. Fragment.
Look out for the glass fragments on the floor.
I think I'll go put my shoes on. Frame.
Isn't this a beautiful picture?
It would look even better if you put it in a frame. Framework.
What's the most important thing you learned in school?
That every author works within a different intellectual and political framework. Frank.
I'm going to be frank with you. You need to quit your job.
I know. I'm just afraid that I won't be able to find a new one. Freight.
Why did the train fall off the track?
It was carrying too much freight and flipped over as it was rounding a curve. Frequency.
I'm impressed by the frequency of the buses in this city.
Me too. I've never had to wait more than 5 minutes to catch a bus. Frog.
Do you see the frog sitting on that log?
Yes, it just caught a fly with its tongue. Frontier.
I really feel that the new drug you've created has opened up a new frontier in medicine.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but it certainly has helped a lot of people. Frost.
Why are you pulling over?
I can't see because of the frost on the windshield. Frown.
Why the frown?
I'm worried about my math test tomorrow. Fruitful.
Our partnership over the last 20 years has certainly been a fruitful one.
Yes. Here's to another 20 years. Frustrate.
How's work?
Not so good. I've really been frustrated by some of the changes that the new boss has made. Fry.
If you'd like to come over for dinner, I could fry up a fish for us to eat.
I'd love to. Fulfill.
Thanks for turning the report in on time.
I just wanted to fulfill my commitment to you. Function.
What's the function of this button?
It turns the machine on and off.